You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
There's nothing bigger in global sports than the World Cup, and the 2014 World Cup hysteria gets started later this month in Brazil. In the soccer world, FIFA, the governing body, is something like a cross between the United Nations and the Kremlin. And in this weekend, a report by the Sunday Times in London published damning evidence that FIFA members were bribed and bought off to support Qatar's bid for the 2022 World Cup. There's even talk of Qatar being stripped of the games. And in a separate investigation, our partner, the New York Times, has been reporting on an elaborate match-fixing scheme during the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, where referees were allegedly paid large sums of money to throw matches. Andrew Jennings is the author of Omerta, Sepp Blatter's FIFA Organized Crime Family. Andrew, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello there.
You don't pull any punches about FIFA. How long have you been looking at this organization?
Oh, about a dozen years after I'd spent 10 years on the International Olympic Committee and discovered their president, Juan Antonio Samaranch, was a right-arm-waving fascist. That's a taboo subject we're not allowed to talk about.
All right, we won't talk about that. So FIFA's problems with the Times of London and the New York Times, what do you make of them?
Well, I think the story in yesterday's London Sunday Times was absolutely brilliant, and like any reporter, I'm as jealous as hell. They have got, they say, hundreds of millions of emails and bank payments and so on, showing that Qatar was systematically paying anybody who moved in FIFA. That New York Times story, I'm sorry, I don't rate it. It's just puffed up completely. It wasn't in the World Cup. It was some alleged qualifying game between two teams you've never heard of, an exhibition game. It doesn't matter.
All right, but still, the idea that referees would be paid on any level is a problem for FIFA, no?
Have you ever jumped a red light? There's a lot of low-level crime around. You know, it shouldn't happen. There are only two big games I know which were fixed that matter, and FIFA fixed them. In the 2002 World Cup in Korea, Koreans, bless their hearts, prefer baseball to soccer. That's their privilege. And as soon as the South Korean team went out of the contest, attendances would slump in the stadia. They had to keep them in to the final 16. And so the Korean team, you know, nothing against them, good luck. They beat Italy and Spain on match officials' decisions, just for economic grounds. It wasn't for the gamblers. It was just to keep the bodies, the bottoms on the seats. And nobody's ever taken FIFA to task for that, because the Spanish and Italian people at FIFA, well, they're closer to FIFA than their own countries. And that's a problem you have in America as well.
So you describe FIFA as an organized crime family. And that charge that you just made there certainly indicates that FIFA doesn't care about the purity of soccer and football. It cares much more about maintaining this sort of cash engine called global soccer.
Well, yes. I mean, there's an awful lot of people who do care about the purity of football. I'm one of them, and there's millions and millions more, and many of them are in the United States. I'm an investigative reporter. I'm not a sports reporter. Don't send me to the game. I might get the scoreline wrong. But I started looking at FIFA 12 years ago, and I went sniff, sniff, sniff with my nose. There's something funny going on here. They, you know, they don't publish anything. You can't find out what Sepp Blatter earns. You'd have to nail him to the floor, and then he probably wouldn't tell you. You can't find out. I mean, I know what your president earns. It's online. You can find out as well.
Now, Sepp Blatter is the head of FIFA, I'm gathering.
He is the president of FIFA, and I could smell organized crime. And I looked at the way they operated, and it's very simple. Loyalty comes up from 209 national associations. So what you think, I think, and all the listeners think is irrelevant. As long as Blatter's got 209 national associations kissing his posterior, and one of them is US soccer, then he's, and the Brits, we're just as bad. He's in power, and we can all go take a walk off the plank.
So now, on the Qatar question, the payments presumably were to get over the hurdle that Qatar is a hugely, you know, a desert place where it's really hot in the summer. They're going to have to deal with building a stadium that's cool enough, and they're going to have to shift the timing on all this. Qatar was a low percentage shot to begin with.
Well, that's what you're saying. I would say it slightly differently, is that Qatar is in what the diplomats call the soft power business. they would be very vulnerable to any kind of physical attack from all of the countries around them, so they go on this soft power. They clearly got a World Cup against everybody's disbelief because it is too hot in the summer. And in the winter, it ain't going to happen because the European leagues will refuse to be blocked for 8 weeks. But the people at FIFA don't care. I know, I'm damn sure I know what happened. So do a lot of people. It involved large bags of money, let's put it that way, to take such a bizarre and unacceptable decision. And we've seen a lot of evidence from the Sunday Times yesterday of what they've only so far published, $5 million being handed out to make people happy. There's a lot more stories around. I've looked at a lot more of them. I think more money was spent. Now we've got to get ourselves out of this problem. Just one point on the organised crime I didn't finish on. Having assessed from my own experience filming against the mafia in Palermo some years ago, I went to Rio de Janeiro and there I picked up pictures of the previous president of FIFA, João Havelange, sitting at the wedding banquet of the daughter of the biggest gangster in Rio, Castor Andrade. They were mobbed up. FIFA has been mobbed up for a very long time. And this photograph is the crucial evidence. I've got the judge, I've got the prosecutor, they all tell you these things in Rio. Sadly, the football reporters don't go and ask these questions.
Andrew, can you make a comment on the charges that hundreds of Nepalese and foreign workers have died in the construction of the facilities for the Qatar World Cup?
That in itself is good enough. It's true, and it's good enough reason not to go there. And this is another comment on FIFA. They don't care about human rights. Oh, a few hundred construction workers. Why should they care? They're going to make their money. They've got their money. The problem is Sepp Blatter, who's as bad as the rest of them, knows they've got to get out because nobody wants to go to Qatar. Fans don't, players don't, the sponsors don't want to go. You should be getting Coca-Cola, McDonald's and Visa on to say, hey, we really want to go to Qatar and see them.
Yeah, that'll work. We'll try that, and we'll see if that happens on tomorrow's program. Andrew Jennings, thanks so much.
Yes, mate.
Andrew Jennings is investigative journalist specializing in corruption in FIFA, the author of Omerta, Sepp Blatter's FIFA Organized Crime Family.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.